T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All access with Aditi. Aditi, I have a very inside baseball question for you. Are you ready?
Yes.
So Steelers fans and football fans want to know how the sausage gets made in this way. It was obvious to everybody that Bills and Dolphins was the game of the week yesterday. And yet, Tony Romo and Jim Nantz were in Indianapolis. You now work for CBS. Can you tell us how that happens? Why didn't CBS send their best announcers to the best game yesterday, Aditi?
Because these things are decided several weeks in advance. They're decided 2 or 3 weeks in advance. And sometimes what you think is something obviously does not turn out to be that way. So, for instance, this coming week, the A crew, the Jim Nantz, Tony Romo, Tracy Wilson crew, is going to Green Bay. Now, part of that is because Green Bay is an NFC team. There's not always an opportunity to get Green Bay. It's a 4 o'clock game, so it's a national window. It'll go to the whole entire country.
And it's Brian Hoyer for the Patriots. Ugh.
Exactly. Yeah, so like you think about it, my game, which is actually the, I don't know, fifth or sixth game, I think is arguably one of the two best games. Jaguars at Eagles. You've got Doug Peterson going back to Philly. Philly's one of the only 3-0 teams.
Yep.
The Jags have won 2 straight. They're looking really good. Yep. They have a ton of talent on defense. They're playing.
I know what you were going to say there. I know the New Jersey.
I know. Sorry.
I know the jersey was coming out right there, Aditi.
It was. Jalen Hurts is playing as well as any quarterback in the NFL. And yet, I don't even know what we are. I don't know if this week we're the 5 crew or the 6 crew, whatever. We're not one of CBS has 4 set crews that always stay together. And yet I think my game, I would argue that my game is one of the best games. And then I think the other best game is the Bills and Ravens, and that's the number 2 crew, Evan Washburn. Mm-hmm. But again, that's because, Evan Washburn being the reporter, Ian Eagle and Charles Davis.
Yep.
That game is at 1 o'clock, so it only goes to part of the country. My game, the Eagles-Jaguars, is at 1 o'clock. It only goes to part of the country. But the Green Bay game goes to the entire country because it's 4 o'clock. That's why they get the A crew. And since the NFL wasn't flip-flopping or changing scheduling right now, that's why this happens. You know, and it's funny because you could have argued that on Sunday, again, the Colts-Chiefs was actually one of the worst games, and yet Tracy and Jim Nantz and Tony Romo were sent there, and it turned out to be a really great game. And I think that goes back to what we were talking about in the first segment, that the NFL right now is, there's a lot of parity. There's a lot of unknowns. And we come into the year thinking, okay, these guys are the best, but that's before anybody's actually played on the field.
Aditi, so you're in Foxborough this past weekend, and another just absurd game by Jackson. What did you see from him that may have been different, or is it just more of the same greatness? How has he at all evolved now into a guy that's continuing to put up insane numbers?
You don't even need to hear it from me. I mean, it's Bill Belichick saying that all those questions about him as a pocket passer are moot at this point. I mean, coming into this game, 60% of his plays were on dropbacks. And look at what he's throwing for. Look at what he's doing. Every single year, he has improved. He came in with this knock, oh, the guy's a receiver or a running back. And every year, he's worked on his throwing. He's worked on his understanding of pass concepts. You know, it's funny, and I actually had this conversation with Eric DaCosta on the field before the game about Hollywood Brown. And I, like, jokingly said to him, what do you think Hollywood Brown thinks about the offense right now? And this is, of course, before the game, and Jackson had thrown for almost 600 yards through 2 games. Hollywood Brown, as you remember, wanted out of Baltimore because he didn't feel that the offense threw the ball enough.
Mm-hmm.
You look at what he's doing in Arizona. He's not getting the ball anymore in Arizona than he was in Baltimore.
Well, he had a big game yesterday, but overall, you're right. Overall, your general point is right about him. I agree. Do you think any of it is like...
And I think, let me say this. this again, because this is something that Le'Veon Bell insisted upon with me years ago, and he is right. Le'Veon Bell said to me that one of the things that frustrates him most is when people think balance is 50-50. And Le'Veon said, you are a balanced team if you can run when you need to run and you can pass when you need to pass. And so one week you might pass for 300 yards and only have 11 carries. And then the next week you might have 40 rushes and throw the ball only 15 times. And he was saying that's a balanced team. And that's true. And when you look at Bill Belichick's success over all those years, it's because he's not a slave to any one scheme. You know, even going into this Ravens-Patriots game, I was talking about how Lamar Jackson had faced the Patriots twice and faced two totally different defenses. The first year, he faced a ton of man. The second time, he faced a lot, like only, I think, 20% man defense and the rest was zone. So Belichick is so good at matching what the game or the matchup demands, and that's what I think a great offense does. And so, again, I think that part of this idea, going all the way back to the Steelers, bringing it full circle, do the Steelers have an offensive identity right now? No.
But that's what the players are saying.
I think there are quite a few teams who could sit here. Yeah, but I think a few teams could say that. I mean, the Browns know who they are because they have Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. Okay, so, like, they know who they are. But not every team, three games in, totally 100%, has a handle on what their offensive identity is. Coming into this season, you would think the Ravens' offensive identity is to run the you-know-what out of the ball. And yet, through the first two games, they ran horribly. Finally got J.K. Dobbins back yesterday. Justice Hill ran a little bit better, but look at the way they've been dropping back and passing. Coming into this season, you would look at the Bengals, and the Bengals ran the ball really, really well a year ago, and they also passed the ball really well. Well, I don't know that Ja'Marr Chase has been exactly what we wanted him to be. Joe Mixon certainly hasn't been exactly what they wanted him to be. And so they're also kind of trying to find their way a little bit.
Ron, help to play the Jets. The Jets were their remedy. That worked out well for them, and now the Steelers are going to see that.
Yeah, I thought the Jets looked really good the week before against
Cleveland. Yeah, well,
I think that's why this is what early in the NFL is.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.